A chain reaction is a series of events, each caused by the previous one. Some are so slow we don't feel the effects until later in life. Join us as we explore some of the chain reactions that lead to lifestyle diseases and how to prevent them. I'd like to tell you a story about someone I once dated. He was beyond sweet, attractive, and had become a central part of my life. I'd see him every morning around breakfast time. We'd interact through lunch as well. But it was dinner time that we had our most intimate moments. Over glasses of sweet Moscato, delectable juices, boxes of chocolate, honey-glazed donuts, Belgian chocolate ice cream, our romance grew. But soon, I realized he was becoming a bit overbearing. I didn't want to cut him off completely because I did need him, but we started to interact much less. Now we have a healthy relationship and he can't overwhelm me as he nearly did before. Oh, I forgot to tell him my friend's name. He goes by a few actually, like sugar, sucrose, fructose, maltose, and the list goes on. We were once sweethearts, Sugar and I. But after consulting general practitioner and wellness consultant Dr. Sonia Davidson not so long ago, I started having doubts about that oh-so-sweet friend of mine. Dr. Davidson says sugar is necessary, but it should come from natural sources and shouldn't be consumed in excess.
Sugar is a clean fuel because it breaks down into carbon dioxide, which we breathe out, and water, which our body needs anyway. So there's nothing wrong with sugar per se. The problem is the source of it. When we take it in a very refined form, it poses a shock on the body.
Sugar can easily become an object of our craving and desire, and eventually something we develop a dependency on. Excess sugar in the diet can lead to weight gain, as the unused sugars convert to fat, which over time can lead to obesity, a risk factor for heart disease and other debilitating conditions. Consultant cardiologist Dr. Marilyn Lawrence Wright says improper nutrition contributes to cardiovascular disease.
Okay, so for every 10 kilogram increase in your body mass, in your body weight, right, your blood pressure rises by about 2 to 3 millimeters of mercury. Okay, so it contributes directly to your blood pressure. And it also increases your risk of having a heart attack. This is obesity I'm speaking about, by 12%. Okay, it increases your risk of having a stroke by 24%. And we know heart failure is a very important cardiovascular disease, increasing here in Jamaica. It increases your risk of heart failure by 5 to 7%, a little bit more in females than it does in men.
Sugar has become ingrained, literally and figuratively, in our bowels, cups, and dangerously close to our hearts. It can become quite hard to give up sugar. As such, it is recommended that small reductions are made to your daily sugar intake until you can match your daily requirement. Clinical nutritionist Dr. Suzanne Suarez-Winter says the daily sugar intake for men should be roughly 37 grams, and for women, it should be about 25 grams.
And so that's why you hear us stressing the importance of not having so much sugar-sweetened beverages, because when it has too much of those added sugars, those are things that affect our blood sugar, which if we have too much of it, body can't deal with it with the insulin, and so that will help to push us towards becoming a more diabetic state. Too much sugar in a bloodstream and you're not utilizing it in terms of burning it off, any excess you're going to form as weight.
When it comes to consuming sugar, moderation is definitely the watchword. Paying special attention now to the sugar content of your food can mean little to no heart complications later. If you want more information on how to lead a healthier lifestyle, visit jamaicamoves.com. You made it to the end! Thanks for listening to Chain Reactions. I am Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week. Until then, choices have consequences. Choose wisely.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.